G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to another episode of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is episode number 42. And I'm going to cover the selection tip 308, all right, which is putting on too much weight for selection. So putting on weight for selection can be a good idea, right? It's a question I get asked all the time. Should I put on weight for selection, all right? And it's a tough question to answer. So, because it depends on you as an individual and really depends on what you're weighing right now. And if it's going to affect your physical activity, okay? So when I went for selection originally, when I was 22, I was weighing like 84 kilos. So I had no problem with the run, but I definitely felt that I was a little bit too light. And then when 5 years later, when I came back and did it again, I'd put on some weight. I was actually came down. I was working in Iraq. I got up to about 110 kilos, just a gym junkie. So I got back down to about 95 kilos because I wanted to keep some weight on for selection. It definitely helped in regards to pack march, okay? Because that ratio to body weight to pack weight was definitely, I guess, better than being too light because your packs are sort of 40, 45 kilos on selection. So if you're weighing 65 kilos, the ratio is not that great. I was weighing 95, carrying 40 kilo pack, not too bad. However, it affected my running, okay? So I failed the run a couple of times and finally got through the run. So the answer to the question really is it depends on what you can handle. So if you can go into selection a little bit heavier than normal, great, right? Because you're going to lose that obviously on selection. If you've got a bit of weight to lose, excellent. As long as you can pass the physical standards, right? Whether that's on the entry test, so you can still pass the pull-ups and the run, probably the main things that you'll struggle with if you put on weight. And then when you turn up to selection, you've got to do the 3.2K run again, right? So if you can't pass that, you're going to be off selection straight away. All right, assuming you don't get through the retest as well. So yes, in summary, yes, it is a good idea to put on weight if you can still pass those gates. If you wanted to then put on weight, just do it slowly and make sure that you're allowing your body to adapt to that and you should be good to go. Now, another question I always get asked is what is the ideal weight for selection? And there's no way I can give you an answer to that because guys will pass selection. Probably the lower end is sort of 75, maybe a little bit less than that. I wouldn't say there's many guys that pass selection under 70 kilos. Probably has been. And on the upper echelon, I mean, I saw a guy who was he was about 115 kilos, but he was an absolute physical fucking weapon. He still did the 3.2 in about 14:40. All right. He'd put on a lot of weight specifically for selection, which was fine because he could still pass the run. So anywhere in between. So there's no real ideal weight for selection. That's really an individual effort, okay? So if you can put on weight, great, but you've got to be able to pass those gates as well, particularly the 3.2K run. Make sure if you're going to be doing selection, check out operatoredge.com/selection. Number of different resources there. If you need any help, make sure you reach out. Reece_Dowden on social media or email me reece@operatoredge.com. Hope you got a lot out of this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.